When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have a very special guest today. Jean Chatsky is on the... Jean, how do you feel about guru?
Oh, my God.
Like wizard?
I feel like I should be wearing like white robes, you know? Yeah. Like
the ultimate money guru.
Genius, mastermind. Please. No.
But I mean, you've been on Oprah, MSNBC, CNN, The View, The Talk. I mean, every show under the sun regularly helping people with their finances. And we've had you on, and you're incredible, and I am so grateful to have you back on today. How are you doing with everything going on?
I am doing fine. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I feel like somebody said to me, I can't believe it's been only 4.5 months today. And I can't believe it's been 4.5 months. Like, time feels like it is not moving at all. And then it feels like it's moving all at once. So I don't know. Ask me on a different day, and I'll give you a different answer.
Fair, fair point. I will absolutely do that because I think we're going to need a lot of your help. And the reason that I have begged you to come on, is that look, I'm on HerMoney.com. I get your newsletters. I listen to all your podcasts. And if you guys aren't doing that, you're crazy. Because I mean, it's incredible, free, accessible advice on money. You must do it.
Thank you. But the
reality is this situation is nuts. I mean, there's not a day that goes by, dude, where I'm like, I'm up, I'm down. I just lost X amount of money. Holy, what do I do? Do I pull out? Do I stay? Do I time the market? Are there opportunities? I have friends that are like, oh, I'm timing the market. And then the market drops again, right? And they lose a ton. And then there are people that are just like, oh, I'm just sweeping up opportunities left, right, and center on margin call. And I'm so lost and so freaked out, and I don't know what to do. And I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, my kid's going to college. My 529 is smashed. You know, the what about my 401k? Like, I'm just wondering, with all this craziness, how should we be thinking? What should we be doing? And I know this is a broad question. I apologize, but if there's even any way to reframe this, because I personally am overwhelmed, and I can't imagine how others must be feeling.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And I think let's separate the investing side of it from the money management portion of it.
Right.
Because you're right, things are way upside down in ways that they have never been before, that I've never seen before. I mean, people are, if you look at how much money people are saving, those rates shot through the roof because we aren't spending any money. We don't have anywhere to go, right? I mean, if you look at usually, just to level set, usually people in this country save about 6% of their disposable income. In April, we saved 33% of our disposable income. Wow. We've never seen that before. In May, it dropped a little bit. But we are getting a sense of where we really need to spend our money, what we feel good about spending it on, what we have skills like that we've never had before. We all know how to now go to the grocery store and make those groceries last a week. Like, right, we know how to do that. We don't have to go every day. We can write a list. We can cook. I mean, these concepts that were so foreign to so many people, we can do these things now. And those will all save us a lot of money. So I think there is some sort of a silver lining here, and getting your hands around it means following the money a little bit. It means looking at what's coming in, what's going out, where is it going, and how has that changed since before the crisis? You know, look at where you are feeling good about the money that you're spending, right? We all have a zillion subscription services, but we're probably using those subscription services a little bit more than we were using them before. So, you know, maybe you want to trim some of them, but we know what we're watching and what we're not watching. Get rid of what you're not watching.
You're so, you know something, now that you say that, I do realize we would go out to eat all the time. I would take friends out to eat. I mean, this is embarrassing how much I would spend on that. And it's a heck of a lot of money. I don't get to spend crazy money on my gym membership. My kids aren't in all their extracurricular activities. I mean, you're right. It adds up to an obscene amount. I literally did not even think about
that. Yeah, no, I've had a lot of people say to me, and I felt this way too, they were like, my credit card bill was beautiful, right? It was beautiful for the first time in such a long time. And now, sorry about the noise, they're cutting the grass, of course, right now. And I can't do anything about it.
No, there's always a cacophony of sounds. That's my parents screaming downstairs. In our last show, there was a trash truck sailing through Cindy's living room. So now we're... This is all fun. It just adds flavor.
Yeah, a little bit of flavor, a little bit of allergies in my case. But on the investing side, you're right. I mean, this market, since the start of coronavirus, I have never been as nervous as I have been. And there's a reason for that. When we look at how volatile, just how up and down roller coastery stocks have been,
yes,
this was worse. Then the movement was so much faster than it was in the Great Recession. You know, it went down like a rocket. It went up like a rocket. And it's not, I mean, we think we're rational. We think the markets are supposed to be rational. The markets don't seem to have anything to do with what's going on in the economy. And to a certain extent, they don't. The Federal Reserve is just pumping a whole lot of money into the markets. And there's this old saying that you don't fight the Fed. And I think that that's largely true, which doesn't mean trying to time the market. For me, what it has meant is I'm continuing to put money into my 401k. Okay. I am continuing to rebalance my investments when they get out of whack. So when the market makes a big move, we should all have an asset allocation that is essentially a mix of stocks and bonds and cash that makes sense for us at our age and at our time horizon toward our goals. So I want to come back to your friend with the 529 in just a second, but okay. As we get older, as we get closer to our goals, we want to be taking a little bit less risk with our money. And it's just on a curve, on a sliding scale. But we typically have these percentages like, okay, I know I want to hold 55% in stocks and pretty much the rest in safer bonds and other stuff. When the markets go sky high or fall out of the sky, those percentages get way out of whack, even if we didn't do anything. And we have to go back in and we have to rebalance our investments in order to bring those percentages and the amount of risk that we're taking back into a place where it makes sense. So if you are doing this on a regular basis, it forces you to buy low and sell high, essentially, which is a good thing. It's not a comfortable thing to always do. When your stocks are doing really, really well, you expect them to continue to do really, really well. And so it's hard to sell those stocks that are performing so well, but that's exactly when you should be trimming back on them and buying things that have not done as well. And so if you are disciplined enough to rebalance your investments on a regular basis, or you work with a financial advisor who does it for you, or you have your money in a target date fund or a managed portfolio where it happens automatically, great. But if you don't, if you're not that person, if you know that you're never going to rebalance, then you should think about either getting somebody to do this for you or putting your money into a managed portfolio or a target date fund where it will just happen.
I have friends that saw the market crash and then it kind of went back up a little bit and they panicked and pulled the money out because they were like, well, I need to buy a house soon. I can't lose everything. So is this kind of that, is this the sort of thing of like, all right, we're rebalancing, or you have somebody that's rebalancing, but when it crashes, don't sell low? Like, what do you do if it's all like, boom, everything's low?
You shouldn't sell into a low if you don't have to sell into a low.
Got it.
But to those people who, of course, the gardeners are following me, to those people who had the money in the markets, I would say that money doesn't belong in the markets. It never belonged in the markets, right? So if you know that you've got a goal that's coming up in the next three, four years, right? You want to buy a house, that money should not have been in stocks. It should have been out of stocks a while ago, which is back to your, you know, back to your question about the 529, right? So 529s are... They're the way that most 529s are structured, they're age-based portfolios so that you move the money. Typically, you start out, you're really pretty aggressive when your kids are babies. By the time they're in elementary school, you're still pretty aggressive. When they get to middle school, you go moderate. And by the time they get to high school, you should be conservative so that if this happens, you lose something, but you don't lose as much. And if they hadn't made that, if they didn't make that shift or they weren't making that shift automatically, I would say think about maybe using, a lot of people don't pay for all of college out of a 529. They pay for some out of the 529 and some out of current cash flow. I would say maybe think about giving the money in the 529 a little bit of time to come back the bills out of current cash flow. If you can.
Of course, so the stocks can rebound.
Yeah, it's not going to be possible for everybody, but that might be something to think about or letting some of it try to come back.
Can you explain to me the difference between the economy and the market? People are like, well, the economy is not coming back for so long, but the market, I'm like, I don't even understand. What are you talking about?
So the market is a very, very small segment of the economy, right? When we look at the overall economy, we're not just talking about publicly traded companies. We're talking about small businesses. We're talking about real estate. We're talking about when we look at GDP, it's all the money that flows through our economy, all the money that gets spent on everything. And when we talk about economic growth, it's that number, gross domestic product, that we're tracking. The market is being artificially supported by the Federal Reserve right now. The Federal Reserve has basically said, we are not going to let the market crash. We are in there, we are supporting it, we are buying things. And it is likely that they're not going to stop doing that. They're not going to one day say, I'm not doing this today. Today's the day we stop. No, they're going to slowly take their foot off the gas. They're going to just ease back over time. They're going to tell us that they're going to do it. So, you know, we will see it happening. Now, that doesn't mean there's nothing to worry about in the economy. Right now, I think there's a lot to worry about. I think there's a lot to be concerned about if there is no additional stimulus package coming out of Washington, because that additional $600 in unemployment benefits that people have been receiving has really, you know, there 50 million people filed for unemployment so far during coronavirus. We've you know, some of those people have gone back to work, but just a fraction. And people need that money, and they need that money to, not only do they need that money, you know, they need the money to pay their rent and put food on the table, but the economy needs that money in order to keep chugging along.
So what is superinflation? Because then I have friends who think they're not money advisors. They're like, oh man, we're going to have superinflation if they keep handing out money like this, just rivers of money. But then I think to myself, if they don't,
right,
how do people, like, how does this machine keep going? What is that even? They're like, the dollar's going to be worth a penny. They can't keep doing that. And then you hear this and you think, oh my God, do I need to get rid of like money in dollars? Do I need to invest in a foreign market? Should I be in the yen? Like,
I think we should ask this question probably of an economist or somebody, you know, who has a real, I do personal finance, but I'm not an economist, and I don't want to pretend to be one. Inflation is when prices rise, and superinflation is when prices rise in a big out of control way. It's when prices on everything from milk to gasoline just go sky high. And we saw this in the 70s. That is what people are afraid of when they see the Fed just printing money, because they did. There was this $3 trillion stimulus package already, and now they're talking about another one. And where is this money coming from? The government is printing money. I mean, and they're not even printing it. They're just distributing it. So is inflation a risk? Yeah, I think inflation is a risk, but I don't know that it's as big a risk as a depression.
Got it. Actually, Jean, can you stick around? We need to take a break. Are you able to stay with us for another segment?
I am, sure.
Awesome. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we will be right back with Jean Chatsky from HerMoney.com. When you take a vitamin, it's really important to know what's in it. And that's why Ritual shows you where their nutrients come from and why they chose them. And that's also why Cindy loves Ritual's Essential for Women. Ritual uses high-quality ingredients like vegan algal oil instead of fish oil, and it comes from the fermentation of microalgae, which is a patented process that leaves minimal environmental contamination. And since 40% of women can't properly make the most of the synthetic form of folate, which is folic acid, and it is in a lot of multivitamins, by the way, Ritual uses folate in its absorbable form to help cover women's needs.
Daily changes can lead to big results. So start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/Jillian to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. ritual.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, guys, we are back with Jean Chatsky from HerMoney.com. Sign up right now for her free newsletter and listen to the podcast that she has, Her Money. It's mind-blowing. You get all of this incredible advice for nothing from one of the best of the best. And right now, we are talking with Jean. I'm going to pivot a little bit here, Jean. I want to know if there are ways to take, I mean, not to sound like a jerk, but are there ways to take advantage of this? Like, should I mean, do I buy real estate somewhere where the market, like all my friends are fleeing Manhattan? Do I buy like a condo and rent it out? Like, should I, is there a place I should be putting my money? Am I missing something? Like, if we have the luxury of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I do think all of us should be looking at being really, really opportunistic about our interest rates, the interest rates that we're paying, right? If you haven't refinanced your mortgage, I was looking at this just this morning because I have a mortgage rate that I got recently at 4%. I should refinance that mortgage now because if I stick with a 30-year, I can get in the low 3% range. If I go for a 15, I can get in the high 2s. Like, that's going to save thousands of dollars over the life of a loan. And it's not just your mortgage that you should think about refinancing. If you've got student debt and you are not taking advantage of federal repayment provisions, that you should absolutely look at refinancing that student debt in the private market because you can dramatically lower your interest rates. You can refinance a car loan. You can, I mean, on a car loan, you're not going to save as much, but you can still save $1,000, maybe twice that over the time that you have that car. If you've got parents and they took out a reverse mortgage, I mean, you can refinance that. There, you should be looking to just pay off all your long-term debts cheaper because that's gonna cut your monthly nut significantly and it'll keep doing it month after month after month after month. As far as buying real estate, I don't think there's anybody who hasn't looked at the prices skyrocketing in the cities over the past couple of decades and thought, well, man, if everybody's moving out, I'm gonna move in, right? I mean, I've been thinking the same thing. I think that the question is, how long are you willing to sit with that property? How long are you willing to hold on to it to make money? Or will you be able to make money from day one by renting it out? There's a lot of need for rentals, but as you know, if you're looking to Airbnb it or something, I don't know that I would be jumping at that right now because people aren't traveling.
Right, of course. Okay, I have a question. I'm sorry, I'm rewinding a bit. You said federal repayment provision. I have a sister who decided that she was going to add one more year of college on, and it was the one I didn't pay for. Mind you, I am racked with guilt over it because I'm like, oh, should I have paid for it? So she. So I'm like, wait a second. What is the federal repayment? What is that? I've never heard of that. Is that a thing?
It's a thing. I'm sorry. I usually don't like throw words around like that. So in the world of student loans, there are two kinds of student loans. There are federal student loans, the ones that you borrow directly from the government. Okay. And then there are private student loans. The interest rates on the federal loans are lower, which is why you want to take them first. But you're limited each year of school in the amount of federal loans that you can borrow. So for some people, it's not enough, and they have to go into the private market. The federal loans have benefits when it comes to repaying them that private loans don't have. So right now, under the CARES Act, you don't have to pay your federal loans at all. The interest rates have been set to zero, and they are paused until the end of September. You do not have to make a payment. You do not have to call your lender. You can just breathe and not do it. If you do make a payment, all the money that you pay is going to principal. So it's really making headway as far as paying your loans off. But they also have a bunch of plans that you can use to make it easier for you to have a life while paying off your loan. So they have these plans called income-based repayment, where they take a look at how much money you make and they set a payment for you that you can actually afford. It'll drag out the amount of time that it'll take you to get rid of those loans. But in the meantime, you can contribute to a 401k. Maybe you can buy a house. Like you can actually get going with life. So they're really, really good things. But if you know that you're never going to use them, then it's okay to refi in the private market. And that's the only way to cut the interest rate.
Wow. Okay. So here's something that I've learned that I wasn't anticipating learning from you today, is that if this is something that you invest and you kind of walk away from, and even though you and I have talked about this, it's like, all right, I put it with a person, or I have it in a place, or I put it in a 529, because that was something that I just last year I was like, you know what? Why wouldn't I take advantage of the tax benefit on this 529? And yet I had zero knowledge of how to invest in. I just thought, I put it in this college account for my kids. I get to deduct that, and that's cool. And they invested for me, but I did not realize this concept of like, wait a second, invest big, then start to scale it down as they get older. These strategies, these prep strategies on all of these different investments, where can we go? Is all of this on hermoney.com? Because it sounds like no matter what investment you're making, whether it's real estate or a college plan or a college loan or a investing in the market or buying stocks and bonds, that there's a plan you should have pre-COVID based on age, pulling your money out at this time and doing this and that. Like, what books do you have? Where should we guide me specifically? Like, because we're dealing with this, but obviously the whole thing is like, you should be healthy before you got here financially.
Yeah. And I think for your listeners, Women with Money, which is my most recent book, it just went into paperback, is the book that you want to, if you want to grab a book, grab that one. And it has all the stuff that we've been talking about. But it's all up on Her Money. You know, these are the things that we talk about and write about every day. And we've done a lot during COVID because things changed so much as far as, you know, people were getting breaks on their credit cards and things in the world of finance. I mean, just like you, right? You've been in this field for a long, long time, but there's always something new. And that's why you don't get bored, right? That's why I don't get bored, because there's always something new. And when there's something new, then we write about it and we talk about it.
And so that's what we are doing, team, to stay totally abreast of everything. And I, you know, money for me has always been kind of like food and fitness for other people. They can be intimidated by it, and I get a little intimidated by it. And it's like during COVID, to be honest with you, I was like, I can't look, I don't want to know. And then I realized how bad of a plan that was, and I was like, I've got to get Jean on. I know she'll give me that sort of like, all right, you know, it's not so bad. Here's what you need to do. Just one foot in front of the other, in the same kind of way I would approach somebody with weight loss, of like, all right, we're just going to start out walking.
Yep.
I'm getting back to my daily newsletters. I'm getting back to my podcast listening. I'm gonna don't hide under a rock if you're scared. I think that's what I'm saying.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. I mean, I was actually happy that some people were not looking in the start of COVID at their statements, because that's when the markets went down and then they went back up. And I think it helped some people that they didn't look. But in general, just, yeah, one foot in front of the other, save a little more if you can, be a little more conscious. I could be talking, I could be talking about a diet.
Jean, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, go to hermoney.com. It's that simple. And let's all do it together. We're all going to be okay. And in fact, with all of this great information, we can make the best choices so we come out on top and ahead. Jean, I love you. I worship you. And tell your gardener I said hello.
Oh, we'll do. Thank you for having me.
I find it super annoying when conventional socks have issues like bunching and slipping, and I end up with blisters. So I was really excited to find Features. They've been solely focused on engineering high-performance socks for almost 20 years. So Features socks fit like they were custom-made for my foot. The targeted compression hugs my arch, the anatomical design conforms to the left and right shape of my foot, and there are multiple cushion levels to choose from. I have all different ones for different workouts and even just for wearing around the house. They're literally my new favorite socks. So see why Features has quickly become the number one running sock in America. For listeners of the Jillian Michaels Show, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features by going to features.com and using my code Jillian. That's $10 off your first pair when you go to FEETURES.com and enter the promo code Jillian at checkout. Again, that's features.com and use my code Jillian to get $10 off your first pair of Features.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, team, we're back to the wheelhouse. Talking about fitness. I don't know why I just did that.
It's our new theme song, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so another big one, a lot of questions, walking. Can I just walk? How much should I walk? I got this one yesterday, actually, from a friend. Where are you? It was basically like, I don't like jogging. What if I walk? And I was like, no, girl. No, we can't just walk. So I know I've said that before, like, do me a favor, just get out and walk. Just do me a favor, just get out and walk. Just walk, just walk. But just walk is, I'm 100 pounds overweight. Just walk is, you know, I've never worked out before. Just walk is, I'm so overwhelmingly intimidated and I hate fitness. That is just walk. Just walk is a baby that's never walked. Just walk is, can you roll over onto your tummy, right, as a kid? Like, a kid that doesn't walk, who would I, it's sort of like, oh, they roll over on their stomach, then they start crawling, then they stand, then they walk. Just walk is rolling over onto your tummy. So it's me being like, let me get you kind of, okay, here we go, come on. Now, is something better than nothing? Sure. Should you walk as often as possible? Of course. Would I love you to add walking into your routine? Yes. But if you are not an absolute beginner recovering from something, you know, overweight, like intimidated, we shouldn't go to the most easy thing and leave it at the most easy thing.
Mm.
Okay. So again, walking is amazing. It's amazing for your circulation. It's amazing for your posture. It does burn more calories. However, if you're going, I got 20 minutes to work out, I'll walk, you're basically going to burn, I don't know, maybe 100 calories. Whereas if you said to me, I got 20 minutes to train, I'd be like, all right. Where, you know, even if you were a beginner, I would give you fitness for beginners, which is what I gave to my friend, where I was like, and we're going to do some bodyweight lunges, and we're going to do some air squats, and then we're going to do some modified push-ups, and then we might do some jumping jacks for 20 seconds. And that's going to take us from a 100-calorie burn to a 300-calorie burn. That's going to condition our muscles. It's going to better condition our cardiopulmonary system. It's going to give us better bone density. It's better for our microbiome. It literally is like scale one, just walk, scale 10, fitness. So now, all right. I will take the walking on top of the fitness, though.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just talking to somebody, another friend, who's like, well, I play a lot of hoop, and I like to hike. I'm like, bro, you got to lose, like, 50 pounds, you know? And he's active, so it's like, it's not working for you up till now. Clearly, we clearly need to do more. We clearly got to incorporate more. And, yes, trim back the eating. That goes without saying. But If you want to add the walking in, I would love the extra activity. It's great for you. Absolutely keep it rolling. And when I travel and I go to a part of the world where I'm on my feet all day long, I can eat whatever I want because I'm walking 9 hours a day.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm walking 9 hours a day. We're up. We're walking here. We're walking there. We're up a hill. We're climbing the stairs of the cathedral. We're, you know, hiking on this coast. We're, sure, I'm sightseeing. I'm standing and walking all day long. But that is not. I got to get an exercise session. I'm going to just walk 20, 30 minutes. Again, like I said, if it's the bare minimum, I will take it. I even have a just walking program only in the app for those individuals. But it graduates you out of just walking. And then the normal 5K program is, it is couch to 5K, right? You've never, You've never worked out. You've never done anything. We take you from walking, to jogging your 5K. But again, there's foam rolling and stretching and there's resistance training days. And I get that people get intimidated, but the reality is we need these things. Mm. And there's a reason it's fitness for beginners. I'm going to give you things you can manage, but I just don't like the bare minimum. That's all I'm saying. It's not as effective for your fitness. It's not as effective for your calorie burning. And there's so much more that we could and should be doing that you can manage as a beginner. If you're like, no, I just love it and this is all I have access to right now, then do me a favor, like jog a few intervals, right? So I built that into the 5K program, naturally does that, but you're like, I don't do the free trial on my app. Just try it out so you can see what I'm talking about. So maybe you start out, you get a nice brisk walk to warm up. Okay, great. And then you jog for 20 seconds, walk for 10. Jog for 30 seconds, walk for 20. Where you build in these little intervals where you're getting more intensity. And in a perfect world, if you're incline walking, way better. Way better. A lot more resistance, right? It's a lot harder because you're essentially defying gravity. It's on an incline. That's why it's a lot harder. So if you're going to walk, can you put me in an environment where we've got some hills to climb? We've got an elevation. It's going to help condition your lower body more effectively. It's going to work your hamstrings, your glutes, your calves a lot better than just flat walking. It does burn more calories. So if we are just walking, I'd like some jog intervals along the way. I'd like some incline stuff. If you've got a treadmill, fantastic. Boost the incline. Do some HIIT training, but that's not just walking, I guess. So what I'm really saying is, can we not just walk? That's what I really want.
There's nothing.
Or start with the Just Walk program in the app, and then let's move on from Just
Walk. So walking is basically for our mental health and to get...
Walking is better than nothing by a hell of a long shot. I'll take as much walking as you can give me, but it doesn't replace... once you've gotten out of the uber beginner, uber intimidated, uber overweight, need the basics, then we need to graduate to something that's going to, give you better results, keep you going.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah! All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.